Okay, Rabbi, so let's begin. Today I want to discuss with you a few things relating to the Seder. Not so much on the Haggadah, a little bit on the Haggadah, but more in Yonim that relate to the Seder. What I'm presenting comes primarily from the Sefer called Sefer Kehilchos HaPesach. It is authored by Harav Michael Aryeh Rand. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing his name correctly.
Rand.
Okay, Rand. Reish Aleph Nun Dalad Rand. You know who he is? Anyone here know?
But it's a common enough.
Michal Rand. Okay, Michal Rand. This is a what?
It's actually
the vowel Rand is not in Hebrew.
Okay. This Haggadah was originally published in 2000. In the 2006. Tavshin Samach Vav. Sefer Kehilchos HaPesach. That it was half the size. It's not really Haggadah. It's in Yoni Pesach. It has a reputation as being a phenomenal sefer. It has very interesting, unique things. It was republished 3 years ago. Tavshin Ayin Aleph. In a greatly expanded edition. Everything was completely reworked, the entire Sefer. It's like double the size, and the whole layout is different, the fonts are different. It's a very, very interesting Sefer. It has a lot of things. I don't know. I really don't know. And I remember from years ago, this is the second edition from 3 years ago. It's in Yone, everything about the Seder, things that you don't... different things that you might not be aware of, certainly things that I'm not aware of. So I just want to go through with you. I ran through a couple of pages yesterday in preparation for today. I'd like to share with you a few ideas which caught my attention, grabbed my attention, things that are new to me. Perhaps it will be interesting. Let's just jump right in the middle of the Sefer. Let's discuss some ideas. These are simple things. Let's discuss Haseba. Okay, we have a mitzvah to do Haseba. We discussed this last week. This week, Haseba, you have to do Haseba, Maker Hadin, when you eat the matzah and when you drink the Dalet Koisos. If you don't do Haseba when you eat the matzah, according to many opinions, you have to eat the matzah again. And that's for the matzah of Achilas Matzah and the matzah of Afikoimin. And the Dalet Koisos as well, if you don't do a Seba, you drink Dalet Koisos, you have to do a Seba again. This is the question, do you do a Seba during Shulchan Aruch? Do women do a Seba? Do you do a Seba when you eat the Koirech? Do you do a Seba by a Karpas? These are all different issues, different questions. Where does a Seba come from? So he says something very interesting. There's a Medrash. Okay, it's a Medrash Shemois Rabba. Vayasev Elokim Esa'om Derech Yamsuf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when they left Mitzrayim, Hashem did not take them directly out of Egypt, directly the shortest route to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem took them in a roundabout way. Hashem, Vayasev Elokim Esa'om Derech Hamid, but what does the Pasuk say? Vayasev Elokim Esa'om Derech Hamid Bor Yamsuf. So the Medrash says the word Vayasev comes from the Lashon of Haseba. And the Haseba, what's the Haseba? It's the Lashon of Seviva. Hashem surrounded them with Anane HaKovot. Soivev.
That's another translation. That's a roundabout way.
Right, so all of these things, the Medrash is putting all these things together. The basic chiddush I want to say that he's saying, it's a tremendous chiddush to me, I never heard such a thing, is when you're doing a Seba, you know what you're really doing? You are reliving the Anani HaKovot. Isn't that amazing? You never hear it like that. Exactly. That's why this is such a shocking revelation to me. This is not the right holiday. The Anani HaKovot is Sukkos. And in fact, many people have the custom. There is such a custom. Not many. There is a very an interesting custom that the night of Sukkos, there is a question, do you eat matzah? I don't care what you say. Tesvav, tesvav. We learn many halachas on Sukkot from the Seder. There's both of these holidays. Sukkot commemorates the Anani HaKovot. But there's a halacha, you must eat a kazayis of bread, not a matzah, kazayis of bread, you mechuyev to eat in the sukkah kazayis, and that comes from a gzeirah shava, tesvav, tesdav, telel, pesach, when we must eat a kazayis of matzah. Some go so far to say that it's a nice minute to eat in the sukkah, to eat matzah. Because a little bit of matzah is a zecher for the teslav tezov. But here we're going in the opposite direction. When you're sitting at your Seder table, Vayasev is Loshen HaSeba, and the Medrash also says it comes from the Anani HaKov. The Medrash puts the two together. Read the words of the Medrash. Vayasev Elokim HaSeba Mikan Amru Rabbi Seinu Afilu Onishe BeYisrael Lo Yoichal Ad SheYosef. Shekach Hasel Hamakadosh Baruch Hu Shenemar VaYasev Elokim UPerush Ramefarshim Deratz Loimar DeBisha SheGoyel Hashem Yisparach Es Amo Chutz MeChutz MeEtz Besides Etz Macherus Oid Sivivam BaAnane Kavoid Derech Bnei Melachim. So it's very clear the Medrash putting together Anani HaKavu with Haseba. So it's doing the Haseba in Lashon of Seviva, it's reclining, Seviva. It's a Zecher for the Anani HaKavu. Very interesting idea of why we do Haseba. And then there's another Medrash. The Medrash goes further and says something, another very interesting thing. I'm sure every when you go today, we can appreciate this more than we ever could before. When you fly on a plane, if you are. What's the difference between business class and economy or first class? Besides $5,000, a Seba. That's really what it is. A Seba. You have leg room, you lean back, you recline, a Seba. So this is a shocking thing. It says in the Medrash, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klai Yisrael on the Anane, on the Kanfei Nesharim, the Targum Yonasim in Uziel, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, everyone boarded. Everyone boarded Kanfei Nesharim. Hashem, v'ese eschem al Kanfei Nesharim. Hashem took us to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash. We ate the Karban Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash. And then we boarded the Nesharim, the Kanfei Nesharim, and came back to Mitzrayim to actually leave Mitzrayim. So it's a Targum Yonasim and Uziel on the Pasuk. V'ese eschem al Kanfei Nesharim, one of the most bizarre Targum Yonasim and Uziel in Chumash, that in time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael, they flew upon Neshar, whatever Nesher is, we translate it as an eagle, we know it's not an eagle, whatever it is, on an eagle, and we travel to Yerushalayim, we ate
it. A
vulture? Could be. Could be. So we okay, whatever it is. This is what it says in the Targum. So the Medrash says. So listen to this bizarre thing. The Medrash says they didn't just go on the Anani on the Kanfei Nesharim. They went first class. When they were sitting on the Kanfei Nesharim, they sat Behesaba. Which means everyone traveled first class on the Kanfei Nesharim to Yerushalayim. It's amazing. Let me read Vyesha Kazirotzalaimar Shebishah Shenosam. So when it says in the Medrash, Hashem Yisporach al Kanfei Nesharim Bisochanani Kovoid Hoyshivon Behesaba. They sat on the Kanfei Nesharim, they reclined. They had nice seats.
Yeah.
Reclining seats.
Either sat on the floor or they
The Kanfei Nesharim. On the Kanfei Nesharim. Kibnei Mulachim. Ulzecher Nes Godel Zeh, Shehoisa Yitziyasim B'loi Tarach, Niskina Haseba B'lelei Psachim. So Haseba, what does it say in the Medrash, second parish? The Seba corresponds to traveling first class. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Kanfei Nesharim. First, you don't say economy, first class. Your leg room, you lean on the side. Two very new things to me, at least. Haseba corresponds, Anani HaKavod, corresponds to the way we sat on the Kanfei Nesharim when we left Mitzrayim. Okay, then he has another interpretation, the Imre Yemes. This is more drush. And this drush ties very much into halacha. It's a very, very difficult question. Why should it be that a Talmud does not require, is not mechuyev to Haseba? The only one that does Haseba is a balabais. Even a son, a child is mechuyev, does not need to ask his father rishus. You can do a seba before your father, but a talmud lifnei rabbi, you're not allowed to do a seba. There's no a seba. And an isha machlekes, the nashim do a seba. Why does a talmud not do a seba? If that's the way, derech cheiros, that it has to be done, derech cheiros. So he suggests the Iriyam is the reason why you do a seba, a whole new tam, is because of chipozoin. When the person reclines, I don't understand how this works, but this is what it says, you are able to eat much faster. And it's really a Gemara. The Gemara says, and talks about Eretz Chita Usoira, Eretz Zeshem Nidvash. The Gemara discusses the praise of Eretz Yisrael, and it goes through all the different items in the Pasuk. And So the Gemara used chita when if a person walks into a house that has saras, his clothing become tameh. But they only become tameh if he delays, he sits in the house enough time to eat a loaf of bread, or a half a loaf of bread, a pras lechem. What kind of bread? Well, some. How much time will the barley, it takes longer to eat barley. Chitim, you can eat wheat very quickly. And not only can you eat wheat, but you have to be at a state of reclining. Because when you recline, you can digest the food much quicker. Now read the Gemara. Shir l'shir shihiyah b'beis ha-menuga l'inyin tumas k'shir achilas pas chitin sh'oich la b'heseba. It says in the Gemara. U'perish Rashi, shihiyah zu b'heseba sh'shi'ura v'loi b'necheles b'amidah v'hoylech. If you sit or you stand when you eat bread, it takes longer to eat. But if you eat it and when you are reclining, Rashi says, the Farish in the Gemara, based on the sugya of Tumah, based on Manuga, you can eat the bread much quicker, swiftly. Therefore, we do have Sebi, goes on to suggest, to be Mekayim v'achaltem. Since when we left Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, Tidakar Pesach, Makelchem B'yetchem, Ranalechem B'ragle, Makelchem B'yachad Masab B'chipozon, Achila B'heseba is a kiyum of the din chipozon. New Chiddush. Then he goes on to explain that's why a Talmud does not need to do the heseba, because when you're in a state of fear, when you're sitting, he explains, you get distracted. So I'm eating, and the next moment, you're distracted. But when you're doing haseba, that puts you in a different frame of mind where you're focusing on nothing other than eating. A Talmud bifnei rabbi is in a state of pachat, reses, v'zeya, so minela, he concentrates on what he does. He's able to eat the food at the same speed as if a regular person was eating it behaseba. That's why he explains, al pi halacha, there's no chiyah for a Talmud to do haseba. Since the essence of eating haseba is to fulfill the chipazon, because when a person is sitting upright or standing, he is distracted. When you're haseba, you're not distracted. A Talmud is not distracted because of the aim of his Rebbe. He does not need to eat haseba. He can eat sitting up. What? It's another time. He's going to a whole different time.
Yeah, because of course
I'm trying to tell you chidushim. We all know that doesn't. So then you have to say built into the halacha that it's not derech eretz to be derech eretz when you're in front of your rebbe. It doesn't answer that part of the question. You're right. That part of the question.
No, what I'm saying, according to Shita,
yeah.
If you're eating beseba, you're eating in a rush.
Right, exactly. So it's both. There's a dual nature. Everything about the Seder has a nature of, on one hand, it's cheirus, on the other hand, there's avelos. You're not supposed to pour your own wine. Someone's supposed to pour the wine for you. That's what you do for avelim. That's not something for cheirus. So they're different. It has, okay, the different opinions on that matter. Okay, so this is just an interesting idea.
Why they make a deal and how you pour.
How you pouring
like this is derech avelis. Pouring like this is like that.
Pouring forward is derech avelis.
In other words, when you pour back with your hand like that, that's derech
avelis. Interesting, okay. Okay, then he explains, this is a little bit of a drush, not going into detail, he explains that we lean on the left side. He wants to suggest that we have da'al l'shonis of ge'ula, the da'al l'shonis of ge'ula, they correspond to the four senses. The four senses are re'iya, sight, shmi'a, hearing, then the ti'ima is taste, the palate, and then there is yidiyah, is the mind. These are the four senses, and then there's one more sense, the sense of feeling, mishush, of feeling. So he wants to suggest that the seba corresponds to the sense of feeling, of the yat. That's why you lean on the left side. He compares it to tefillin, tefillah shel rosh, tefillah shel yad. The tefillah shel rosh has four compartments, and the tefillah shel yad has one compartment. And the tefillin shel yad is on the yad. Yad is feeling. And the yad, where do you put the tefillin shel yad? On the yod keh, on the weaker, on the left hand. So besides the fact that we lean on the left side, because the left side represents sakana, shema yaktim kana leveshat, you might choke, but the left side, when we lean on the left side, we're also coming to remind us of the tefillin shel yad. We have da'al l'shon, we have the four cups of yayin. These are the da'al l'shonis of gula, which correspond to the four senses of the mind, which are, again, eyesight, hearing, taste, and knowledge. And this, in fact, there are four psukim in the Torah, in the parish of Yitzis Mitzrayim, it says, Vayar Hashem, Vayeda Elokim, Vayishma Hashem, Vayiskar. There are four different expressions Hashem used to describe that Klal Yisrael is in need of redemption. Vayar Hashem, Vayishma Hashem saw, Vayishma Snakosam, Vayiskar Elokim, and Vayeda. Those are exactly the four senses that are in the mind, which correspond to the four parashos of Tefillah Shel Rosh. But there's also the actual Ma'asim Mishmush, the Tefillah Shel Yad, the Yad Keh, the left hand. It's an interesting idea where he's trying to connect the Seba to the Tefillin Shel Yad. And the Dalet Koisas that we drink, they correspond to the Tefillin Shel Rosh, Re'iyah, Shmiyah, Te'imah, and Yediyah. Okay, there's a lot more to develop on that, but that's an interesting idea that he points out. Let's go to another example. I once heard this, now here I actually saw it inside. Kan HaBen Shoyel. In some Haggadahs it's printed that before you come to the Dalet, before you come to the four questions, in Haggadah it's printed Kan HaBen Shoyel, which simply means the children now ask the four questions. So I once heard from a chosid, I went to a Shalom Zohar, it was before Pesach, and he was talking about the Haggadah, and he told me that in his family, the minig is that before they ask the four questions, everyone takes out a Tehillim, and they speak to Hashem. They say Tehillim, and they make bakashas. It's like a break. Everyone makes bakashas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu of what they need in their life. I thought it was very bizarre. He was telling me this, but the truth is that he says here, this is from Karlin. This minute that he told me comes, but it says from this from the Karlin Hasidim, and that's how they translate Kan HaBen Shoyel. The Ben is not the child asking the parents. It's Yeshoyel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu all of your needs. The moment of the Manishtan is a very holy moment by Hasidim. It's a moment of special Siyat HaShemayim where the Sha'arim and Shemayim are open and you can make private requests from Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's the deeper meaning of Kan HaBen Shel, not that the children ask the questions. That we know, they're going to ask Manishtana. But you're coming to a very holy moment in the Seder where you can now be Mevakesh from Kodesh Baruch Hu things that you need in your life. Who wrote the Simonim? Kadesh, Orchatz, Karpas, Yachatz. Who are the one who invented these Simonim? So there's Machlekes. Some say it's Rashi, and Machzor Vitri, it seems that Rashi is the one that made the Simonim, and some say it comes from the Bali Tosfos. The Bali Tosfos were the ones, so it's not so far ago, it's only about 1,000 years ago, when these Simonim were added into the Seder. Some actually, many people have the meaning that you actually the Hamakmet to say it. Before you make Kiddush, you say Kaddish. Before you wash, Orchatz. Okay. Let's go to the next thing. You make a shechianu. When you make the shechianu at the night of the Seder, what should you have kavana? So everyone, you have kavana. It's the yomtiv, shechianu. So he brings down opinions that you should have kavana. The shechianu should go for all the mitzvahs halayla. You should have kavana for the matzah, for the maror, for all the mitzvahs halayla. Okay, so that's not so far-fetched. That we probably heard it. But he says something here very bizarre. That you should also have kavana when you make the shechianu, that it should go for what you did last night. It's not too late to be masaking old sins for beer chametz and bittel chametz. There's a very big question, why don't we make a bracha shechianu on the mitzvah of beer chametz and bittel? When we say kol chamira, we make the bracha beer chametz. We do it once a year. So why don't we make a shechianu? So there are different reasons given. But he says, he quotes here from the Tur, B'Shem HaRosh, or is it the Tur? He quotes here in the Kosu Achreinim. I have to go for the exact source. But it seems like it comes from the Torah that that it's a process. Bir chametz is a process which continues from before Pesach until the night of the Seder. And when you make the bracha shechianu, besides for the kedush sayyim and the mitzvahs that you're going to perform tonight, you should also have kavana that the shechianu should go on the hashlama of the mitzvah of bir chametz. That's a very big chiddush to say such a thing. Okay, now let me quickly go through some. This is a very nice shtickle he has. He has a quite lengthy shtickle discussing why don't we make the bracha. Everyone knows that in Chanukah and Purim we make these two brachas. Before we lay in the Megillah, we make the bracha Sha'as Nisim, and on Chanukah when we light the candles, we make the bracha Sha'as Nisim Avoseinu Bayamim Ohim Azman Azeh. Why don't we make this bracha the night of the Seder? So I told you yesterday one answer, that when the Torah gives us it's only when the Rabbanon made a holiday out of an event, so then the Rabbanon will misakin to make a bracha Sha'as Nisim. But when the Torah itself tells us to commemorate an event, you don't have to make new brachas. This concept Sha'as Nisim is something for the Rabbanon to do when they make a rabbinic holiday. When the Torah gives us a biblical holiday, the Torah gave us this mitzvah. When Mekayim the mitzvah, because the Torah told us to do the mitzvah, that's the primary reason. It's true there was a miracle that happened in previous generations, but that's not the focus. The focus is to Mekayim what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do tonight. Okay, that's one very basic answer. On the Kedusha Sayyidah, I'm talking about a different bracha now. I'm talking about the bracha now of Sha'asa Nisim, not Shechianu. Why don't we make the bracha Sha'asa Nisim Mavoseinu Bayamim Ohim Azman Azeh? So he quotes from the priest a very interesting answer, that Mishum Diyom Yeshuahu. It's not the right bracha. There are two different types of salvations. There's a nes, a miracle, and there's something that's greater than a miracle, called a Yeshua, salvation. The bracha she'osam nisim lavoseinu is a shvacha bracha. Pesach is much greater than stam a nes, a miracle. What was the miracle? Many miracles. It's a day of salvation. We were redeemed. We became a nation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's shortchanging what the essence of the day is all about. You can't say it. This reminds me of the question, why don't you make the bracha Sha'asimcha b'me'oinai at a siyam? There's a discussion, all the achronim, do you make, when you make a sima of a mesachta, you should make the bracha Sha'as at benching, bracha samaz, and Sha'asimcha b'me'oinai, just like you make the bracha by sheva brachas. So the Urcha Shulchan, he talks about this. Many of the Farshim talk about this. There are different maislach where they made the bracha, some holy do make the bracha, but many poskim say you don't make the bracha because it's not enough. The simcha of a sima of a mesachta is even greater than the simcha of getting married. So you can't say Sha'as simcha b'me'oinai. Simcha b'me'oinai means the me'oin of HaKadosh Baruch in Shemayim. When you mesayim a mesachta, the simcha is here in this world. The me'oin is a word that refers to Hashem's abode. Hashkifa mimo'in katshecha. So when a person gets married, you really know what's going to be. So you say Sha'asimcha bimo'ina. When you mesayim a mesechta, you learn Torah, you accomplish in Torah, the simcha is not just in the mo'in of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's here in this world. You're shortchanging the bracha, you're shortchanging yourself and making a bracha that's less than what the event really is. It's not enough to say Sha'asimcha bimo'ina, that's why you can't say the bracha. The Prisha, the tour basically says the same exact thing. The Prisha is exactly the same thing when it comes to the bracha Sha'asim Nisim. It's not enough. The day is a day of Yeshua, of salvation, which far surpasses the concept of a miracle, and that's why you can't make the bracha. Another very simple answer he gives is we say the bracha Asher Golan, or the bracha we make at the Haggadah, or we include the Haggadah before we drink the second kos, we make a bracha. That bracha is the bracha which pretty much encompasses the concept of Sha'as Nisim Lavoseinu. Another two answers, very interesting answers, is part of the Nisim Sha'as Nisim Lavoseinu Bayomim Hoheim Bazman Hazeh. By Yomim Ohem, in those days, during Bizman, during this time of the year. What do we say in the Haggadah? B'chol dar v'dar oind molein l'chalosin of Mishrochu Maslin v'yandam. The bracha has a connotation that it was a one-time miracle. Chanukah and Purim was a one-time event. Okay, I know it's true, all of the darshanim will tell you that every single year there's a new Chanukah and a new Purim, but that's drush. Primarily, the miracle of Chanukah and Purim happened once upon a time. And we relive it, we commemorate it, but Pesach is on a different scale. It's a new geula chayiv ad laharis etzatzmai keilu hu yotzam in Mitzrayim b'chol dar v'dar. The nusach is not the right nusach. You can't say she'osam nisim lavaseinu b'yamim ohein b'zman hazeh. It's happening mamish every single year.
Yeah, the opposite, reliving the historical geula.
Yes, the point is the nusach of the bracha has a connotation, has an emphasis of the past. It's not totally the past, because we know that there are different. The question is, Bizman Hazeh or Bazman Hazeh? If you go, it's Bazman Hazeh, means it's happening again. If you say Bizman, it means this time of the year. However, when the emphasis, the focus of the bracha Shasanisim is the past. Pesach, the focus is the present, the whole dar v'dar. Therefore, the two do not mix. Shasanisim does not mix with this bracha. Another idea he explains is that the Pesach is a mitzvah in the Torah. Anything that is the Araisa is timeless. You can't even use the word Zman. You have no right to refer to something which relates to Zman. Torah is Nitzri. When you're dealing with the mitzvah Rabbanan, so you can say in those days. If we have a mitzvah tit matzah, a mitzvah to commemorate Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it's in the Torah. The Torah told us 50 times. It took out of Mitzrayim. You have to commemorate Mitzrayim. Anything that is in the Torah is nitzrius. You make a bracha whose essence is a bracha that relates to time. Forget about the past. It's a mitzvah of zman. She'osa nisim lavoseinu bayomim hohein. Anything which has the mention of time does not fit with something which is kuloi nitzri. Okay, let's go to another topic. Concept of rochza. He quotes here some fascinating reasons why we wash our hands for karpas. Why do we? We're not mechuyav to wash our hands. We don't do this the whole year round. So we discussed last week because tibul mikra didn't you're supposed to wash when you dip something in a liquid. We know all the similar reasons, but let's go into the more esoteric reasons. One of the reasons cited from the Ramah and the Darkei Moshe, Kates Ramah, is because the Haggadah has the status of davening tzvila. And the halacha is, you're supposed to do this, there's no excuse for this, before you dive in, you're supposed to wash your hands. That's why almost every shul today, all the new shuls today, they have sinks. You're mechuyev to wash your hands before you dive in. When you sit down to recite the Haggadah, it's tefillah. You're not just saying sukkim recounting, you're being mispala. And before you mispal, you have to wash your hands. And the washing the hands for tefillah, you don't make a bracha. That's halach. You wash your hands, but you don't make a bracha. That's another reason why you wash hands. Another reason, this is very frightening, he quotes him of Chaim Vital, came from the big Mukubalim, says, because it's a zecher, it's a shocking, Para washed his flesh in the blood of the children. They took the babies and they put them in. He had saras. He slaughtered the children and he bathed in their blood. So when we wash at the beginning of the Seder, after we say Holach Ma'anya, when we wash Holach Ma'anya, the Acholah of Osan Biardim Mitzrayim, we remember what took place in Egypt. We were slaves in Egypt, and we begin. So that we right away focus, the first thing is we wash as a polite reminder. Paro bathed his body, his hands, in the blood of children. That's what it says of Chaim Vital. I'm not making this up. This is, he's a serious, serious commentator of Chaim Vital. It says in the Medrash, Paro would slaughter 150 children in the morning, 150 children in the afternoon. Okay, this is a famous Medrash, and that's why we went. Another reason given by, I don't know who this is, Kaner, Miyididi, he quotes, this is a contemporary, I don't know who this person is, it's a Zecher, Ve'ever, Alayich, Ve'erech, Misposeses, B'damayich, the time of Yitzias, Mitzrayim, and fulfillment, the Kadosh Baruch Hu saw us, Ve'ever, Hashem passed over, the Dam passed over, Mila. And the pasuk, you have to go further. This is the pasuk in Yeches. Everyone knows the beginning of the pasuk. People don't know the end of the pasuk. Ve'ever alayich, ve'erech misposeses b'damayich, ve'emelach b'damayichayi. And the pasuk goes on to say, ve'erchotseich b'mayim, ve'eshtoif d'mayich me'alayich. I bathed you in water, and I cleaned you from the blood that was upon you. So leaving Yitzias Mitzrayim was a form of cleansing. Kadosh Baruch Hu cleansed us. When we begin to say the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have the Dam Pesach, the Ever Lach, Mitzvah B'Damayach. Kadosh Baruch Hu cleansed us. Pasuk in Yecheskel. Cheskel Tezayin. Well, how do you know that? Tezayin Pasik Vav through Pasik Tes. It's the conclusion of those psukim. Okay, let's go to Karpas. Karpas. Why do we do? Why here's the question. One of the reasons why we dip a vegetable in salt water is the children should ask, and the fact that's one of the manishtana. Big question. How come we never in the Haggadah answer the last two questions? Isn't that a most very basic question? The four children okay, we answer. Why do we dip twice? Show me, where in the Haggadah do we answer this question? Where in the Haggadah do we explain to the children the reason why we dip twice is because, I don't even know why, we dip the maror and the charoses, the zeche for the tit, also we dip in order to take away the poison on the maror, and we dip the karpas in the salt water. Why do we dip the karpas in the salt water? So you should ask the question. That's the primary answer.
It's just a rhetorical question. This night is different. These are two things that are different.
That's another approach. Ma means how great. It's translating the word ma means instead of why, we just say lama. Grammatically speaking, it should be lama halayla hazeh. Ma means how great. Ma, how what? That's another approach. But we never really answer the question of why we dip twice, and we never answer the question why we do haseba. The fourth question is why do we do haseba? So believe it or not, this is a shocking thing. What?
These kids are never up past Mara.
They're not up that late.
So they're not up that late.
So guess what it says? It says in Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach. Before you get to Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, the Bach, okay, commentator on the Shulchan Aruch, he writes, Yomachuyif, there is an answer. It's not in the Haggadah. Not everything in the Haggadah, not everything that you're supposed to do is in the Haggadah. You're mechuyev to answer the children these two questions. The Bach, I'm not making this is not a Hasidic Rebbe. The Bach says you're mechuyev, and he tells you what the answers are. What's the answer? I'll read you what he says. Mashiv lekatan avodim hayinu v'yotziyanu v'kevin shiyotzanim mitzrayim tshichon and leishev derecheres v'derecheres lechol yirokos koydim hasuda. This is what the Bach says. You tell the children. You tell the children that we went out to freedom, and it's derech of a free man to eat vegetables and to dip vegetables in a liquid before you bring in your meal. Appetizers. When you go to a restaurant, they serve you an appetizer. It's an appetizer. If you're poor, you can't afford an appetizer. You just go for the main course. It's derech eris to have an appetizer. That's what you're supposed to tell the children to answer their question. Then he says another reason, and you also tell them. Now this is an amazing. This is shocking. This is so simple. The second thing, the Bach, you know why we eat? Because tonight we're gonna say the Haggadah. And we're now like Rav Chaim Kanievsky. He only has a Seder for half an hour. We're much better. We're going to have a Seder for 3 hours. And by the time we get to the Matzah, we're going to be starving. So we eat some karpas in order so we shouldn't be hungry. This is what the Bach says. Rav Chaim Kanievsky. I read you. Mishiv lekatan kevon. Now the second reason. Kevon shnistavin nubalayla hazel sabavitzias mishraim oid koidim achila. We have to say Haggad before we eat, and we're going to be hungry. Al kev. He's very practical. Al ked oichlim maat koidim hasibur bichdei shelo niyeh reivim. We shouldn't be hungry.
Another question. When you start to say that you're not eating matzah, you're not eating maror. That's much later.
But you say halach ma'anya. But you say halach ma'anya.
It's on the table.
It's on the table, and you say halach ma'anya.
Yachatz. Haseba and karpas are before the manishtana.
Okay, that's a question. It's not the right order. So we mentioned it's a different order. Okay, so
when you go to wash to do karpas, you already can explain them both the haseba and the. Why do you wash without the.
Without a bracha.
Without a bracha, why are we getting karpas now? So that's what you say.
Okay.
On the Seder.
But the Bach indeed says you should answer, and his answers are very shocking. Because we are more accustomed, the reason why we did Karpas, Karpas corresponds to Samach Perach, all these Kabbalistic inyanim. He's very practical. We eat Karpas because, you know, an appetizer. They're a cheres to have an appetizer. Pashat Pshat. Why? We're going to be hungry. We're not going to, we have an appetizer now, not later on, because we have a long way to go until we get the Seder. So simple, so practical, and he says he's supposed to tell this to the children, because if you're not going to tell it to the children, what's going on here? They ask four questions. The children are entitled to an answer. This is very, very, very interesting. Okay, and a seba as well. You have to tell them a seba. A seba is derecheres. You do be a seba. The reason why is because derecheres. And then we go into avodah meinu, which elaborates on the matzah and on the maror. Okay, now what about karpas? Why is karpas called karpas? So some learned there was a vegetable. We don't know what this is. It used to be in ancient times there was a vegetable that was called karpas. Do we know what this is? Maybe we do. There was a we have all different exotic things for karpas. Radishes, or greens, or potatoes, or endives, whatever it is. But it seems that there used to be a vegetable that was called karpas. It's lost from us what it is. Some say karpas is nutrikin of samach. Then we read it backwards. Samach perach. We read it backwards. Samach perach. 600,000 people. 600,000 people suffered crushing hard labor. There's another very unique, very interesting reason which comes from Rabbeinu Manoach. Rabbeinu Manoach, I'm assuming, is one of the Rishonim. And he says, you know what karpas? It's a zecha. I don't know what in the world this has to do with anything. It's a zecha for the kesoines pasim of Yosef. They dipped the kesoines pasim in blood. We dip the karpas in salt water to that when we begin to say, how do we get down to Egypt? Isn't that a very basic question? What are Jews doing in Egypt? What are Jews doing in America? You don't belong in Egypt. You belong in Eretz Yisrael. How do you get there? So the very first thing we do when the Seder begins is, let me tell you, Rabbi Isai, how we got here. We got to Egypt because Yaakov favored one of his children. He gave him a kesoines pasim.
You see how we connect it? The wording.
Pas. Pas means pasim. Kar means a pillow. Kar means a pillow. Kar means like a fancy garment. Kar means like a kapota. A fancy garment that was made pas. Pasim made from whatever. Linen, silk. Silk. Okay, so this is why, that's what we allude to. When we begin the Haggadah, we allude to this, how we got here. How did you get to Egypt to begin with?
And we don't want to mention it outright.
We don't want to say what we did.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's only merames, and we dip it in salt water. Salt water is or vinegar, bitter, it's something very bitter. With tears, the tzad that we cause Yaakov Avinu. We want to say it's tears, the tears that we cause Yaakov Avinu for 22 years. He was lost from his son. We have to suffer. That's why we have Vayimaris Chayehem. A lot of bad things happen because it all started with Yaakov Avinu gave him Ksenis Pasim. We were jealous. We killed. We made believe that we killed him. We dipped his garment. We caused Yaakov to suffer. All of that, you can dash whatever you want, but all that is alluded to. Rabbeinu Manoach says, Karpas, the big secret, is all about the Ksenis Pasim. Rishonim. It's not Hasidic Torah. This is serious stuff.
I think yeah. Really
right. They say they had nothing else. They had nothing else. Adama. Yeah. You have to make a bar pure Adama. So they had nothing else. They lived in a place where they had no other greens, so they used potatoes, so we continue to use potatoes on Yom HaZeh.
What's the sheet of that potatoes was kipnios?
Right, we mentioned that yesterday. According to the Chayodam.
Yeah, right.
But we don't pass like that. We only pass like the Chayodam when it's not a steer to the Chayodam.
It's the lifeline.
When it's a steer to the Chayodam, we don't pass like the Chayodam. Okay, let's go to the Tibulim. Running out of time. We're out of time. Wow. Okay, I'll only say one. Okay, I'm out of time. I'll take one Vart. Okay, one thing I will jump ahead. I'll do more tomorrow. That I think is a Drush. Okay, this is different. This is not what it says in the Sefer. It's a Drush, and I leave it to you to figure out if it's true. If it's not true, there's any depth to it. There's a mitzvah called Peter Rechem, Petrechem. The first Petrechem Chamar. I want to focus specifically on Petrechamar. Petach Hamar, in the parish of Tfilin, a firstborn donkey, there's a requirement that you have to redeem the firstborn donkey by exchanging it for a seh. And the seh is given to the Kohen. What happens if a person chooses not to redeem his firstborn donkey, does not want to redeem it onto a donkey, onto a seh, a sheep, and give it to a Kohen? You have an option. You can decapitate it. You take it and you take a hatchet and you chop off its head and you kill it. There's endless Torah on are they equal mitzvahs? I'll give you a step back. Yibam and chalitza. Is chalitza equal in status to yibam? Is it a person should do yibam? If you can't do yibam, it's a cop out, so you can do chalitza. Or no, chalitza is just as choshev as yibam. Same question you have. It's big machlok. It's big shayla. Big machlok is achreinim. We show you achreinim. Everyone is metalpal in this. What is the status of chalitza? Bizman azed. There are practical considerations. Let's put that aside. What about peter chamor? You have Torah presents you with two options. There is. You have the firstborn donkey. Simple. You exchange it for a seh and give the seh to the kohen. If you don't have a seh, I don't have a seh, I'm a poor man, so I'll just take the petach hamar, I'll just take a hatchet and kill it and bury it. It's over. So is that secondary? L'chatchila, you should redeem it with a seh and give it to the kohen. Well, no, l'chatchila, you can take the seh and you can, the hamar, and you can l'chatchila decapitate it. Okay, machlokes.
You take it further. Take the pidin haben. Is a mitzvah to be...
No, everyone agrees. No, everyone agrees that you're not supposed to do that. That's partially you have to redeem the bechor. Okay, that's not... Even this is not the point. The point I want to make is you have two options. Why in the world did the Torah require us to take the chamor and redeem it? So Rashi, believing the Rashi in Chumash, gives us the Midrashim. Rashi, it's not really the derech of Rashi. Maybe it is. He says the reason why we did it... Okay, not very polite thing to say in modern times. Politically correct. That they're donkeys. Okay, zimras susim zimrasim. They were. What is the pasuk? What's the pasuk? Besaram, besar chamorim, besarim. That the Egyptians are compared to donkeys. Hashem killed the firstborns, so we take every firstborn donkey and we redeem it, just like Hashem killed their firstborn. So we have to show redemption. We have to show the gezeres hakosev he lefi shenim shelu bechorei mitzrayim lachamorim. They're compared to donkeys. Okay, that's one shot. Not to elaborate. Next shot. Here's what I want to get to. I want to tie this into the Haggadah. And you'll have to elaborate more at a time. The donkeys were of great assistance in the Exodus. If we didn't have those donkeys, we couldn't have left. We could not have fulfilled. What? Only we went, but the luggage.
But what about
the luggage, the luggage, UPS. Luggage went UPS. Okay. We need the donkeys, so we have to give them credit. Let me read. It says here in the parentheses in Rashi, I'm reading the Rashi in the regular Chumash, standard Shul Chumash. Now read the words. Listen to this. This is a Chazal. There wasn't even one single Jew, 600,000 men, not including men, women, and children, 3 million people. Many donkeys to Unim that were heaped with Mikaspam Mizahavam from the silver and gold Shal Mitzrayim. Okay, so you gotta go give credit. You gotta give credit to the UPS truck. You gotta go and redeem it with a seh and redeem it with a seh. Now, so, but let me ask you a question. There was one person. There was one person that didn't have a chamor that was loaded with kesev ezav. Who was that one person? Moshe. Chacham leiv yikach mitzvahs. When everyone was loading up their donkeys, he took the atzmos Yosef. Chazal, chacham leiv yikach mitzvahs. So I want to suggest, this is Jewish, real Jewish, and I don't know if I'm saying maybe total nonsense. That's why they're... What? I didn't take a donkey from you. I didn't, because that alludes to the fact that I was busy with Atzmos Yosef, because Moshe was Isaac in the mitzvahs. I'll take away mitzvahs and matzahs. Moshe was Isaac, geschmarten es ha matzahs, es ha mitzvahs. Moshe is Isaac in the mitzvahs. Atzmos Yosef. That's Moshe's rechush gadol. So I want to suggest al derech duosh. That's why there are two mitzvahs. For the klal Yisrael, 99.9999, you have a chamor. Ah, this is an enikel of the chamor of the zayda. When you left the Mitzrayim, this was my UPS man. I have to give it credit. Tifteh v'seh. But there's also a concept of the imloy sifteh v'araftei. You have to be makir. There was a person that didn't need the chamor. Who's the one that didn't need the chamor? It was Moshe. Moshe didn't need the chamor. Moshe didn't have a chamor. Because Moshe, chacham leiv, yikach mitzvahs, he went for the atzmos, he had more important things to do. Now, how do I tie this into the Haggadah? In the Haggadah, there's something called yachatz. What's yachatz? He elaborates upon this very much. So I'm going to tie into what he says. You take the middle matzah and you break the middle matzah. Everyone knows, one of my earliest child memories from my father, Tzron Levracha. Which matzah do you break? You break the middle matzah. What's the middle matzah? I always knew my father. The top matzah is the kohen. Forget about everything you know. Forget about all the drush, the three matzahs, top matzah. Top is the kohen, the middle is the levi, the bottom is the yisrael.
Who's the levi?
Vayelech yishmi beis, levi kach espas, levi vayigd, and vatari shabbat helebein. Moshe is levi. And why do we take the middle matzah? You break the matzah, the Haggadah is said on the Prusa, Darkoi shall only be Prusa. The whole Haggadah, the whole Seder revolves around the middle matzah. Moshe is not mentioned in the Haggadah. Moshe is not there. Do you know why Moshe is not there? Because Moshe is the middle matzah. Moshe is Levi. We give the ultimate cover to Levi because Moshe did it. That's why we break the middle matzah, we're giving cover to Moshe. What do we take? Chacham Levi yikach mitzvahs. You break it. Breaking is v'araftoi. The ganz klal Yisrael petech hamor tifteh v'seh. What's the seh? Mishchu ukechu lochem seh v'shochatu ha-pesach. When you want to focus on Yitzias Mitzrayim, she'en l'chokul echad v'yechad, who didn't leave Egypt, v'chamoidim tu'unim, how do we commemorate Yitzias Mitzrayim? If you compare, if you have a video, YouTube video of Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim, what would you see? You'd be overwhelmed with the donkeys. You want to make a painting? Go have an aerial view from a drone of Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim. You would just see donkeys. That's what it says. How do we commemorate Yitzias Mitzrayim? B'seh, tifteh v'seh. What's the seh? The Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach. But Moshe Rabbeinu, but there's another way to commemorate Yitzias Mitzrayim. Chacham leiv yikach mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is synonymous with matzahs. Yikach. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu is, forget about the donkey. Forget about it. V'imloi siftev v'araftoi. Moshe didn't have any donkeys. He took for himself the mitzvahs. We break the middle matzah. Yachatz. And we give cover to the middle matzah because the middle matzah represents the ikur. Bizas Mitzrayim is not the mamayim, it's the mitzvahs, it's the mesorah to Yosef, and all that is captured in the mice of Moshe Rabbeinu of Bizas of Atzmos Yosef. Okay, there's more to elaborate, but these are the ikur yisoidos. He's in the mode. He's in the mode.
Yeah,